You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Just a week back, experts had flagged that the IT sector was in a deep bear zone due to fears of slowing global growth. But now, several of them have again turned bullish on the tech space. Stay tuned to find out why. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, the pandemic, Hardik Patel switch to BJP, green jobs in India and more. First up, here's how the stock market fared on June 2nd. After a muted opening, Indian benchmarks settled near the day's high today, rallying for the first time in 3 days. Sensex closed at 55,818, which is up 437 points, while Nifty 50 shut sharp at 16,628, up 105 points from its previous close. Reliance Industries, Bajaj Finserv, Sun Pharma, HCL Tech, Asian Paints, Infosys, TCS, IndusInd Bank and Tata Steel were among the major gainers in the Sensex pack. So IT stocks are back in focus. Macquarie has turned bullish on the IT space and has named HCL Tech, TCS and Infosys as its top picks. The Nifty IT has fallen close to 25% since the start of the year and multiple downgrades. Now, the Macquarie report says that worries over demand are overdone and that the S&P 500 revenue and technology spending correlation with IT services is not going to hold as IT spending is expected to be far more resilient. Macquarie's pecking order starts with HCL Tech, TCS, Infosys, Wipro and then Tech Mahindra. It has an outperformed rating across the board for large cap IT names. Along with this, the margin outlook has improved with the Indian rupee depreciation and company managements have said that post their fourth quarter results that attrition will likely moderate. Moving on, shares of Yes Bank were also in focus today. The stock ended a little less than 1% higher. As Yes Bank shortlisted JC Flowers, a set reconstruction company, to offload approximately 51,000 crore rupees of bad loans as the private lender seeks to clean up its books. Shares of Reliance Industries, on the other hand, surged more than 3% on announcement that the brand licensing arm of the company, Reliance Brands Limited, will acquire a 40% stake in Italy-based plastic Legnose toy manufacturing business in India. Among auto stocks, Hero MotoCorp and Bajaj Auto were in focus. Hero MotoCorp fell over 3% as the two-wheeler maker deferred the launch of its first electric two-wheeler on account of supply constraints amid geopolitical tensions. Hero MotoCorp's executive director, Vikram Kasbekar, said that the ongoing geopolitical situation has resulted in enormous supply chain issues and shortage of various components, including semiconductors. The company will now unveil its first EV product around the upcoming festive period instead of July as announced earlier. Bajaj Auto shares too remained under pressure for a second straight day as the firm's monthly sales numbers failed to excite the street. Bajaj Auto reported strong monthly sales in the domestic market, but its total sales fell short of estimates amid weakness in exports due to a shortage of semiconductors. Moving on to the latest on the pandemic. India recorded a daily spike of over 35% new cases in the last 24 hours, so at 3,712 new cases, the single-day tally is the highest in 26 days, with Kerala, Maharashtra and Delhi being the major contributors. However, no death was reported in the country in the past 24 hours. Only Kerala reported 5 backlog deaths due to the virus. Meanwhile, Congress President Sonia Gandhi has tested positive for the coronavirus disease. Randeep Surjewala said that Sonia Gandhi had met leaders and activists over the last week, some of whom were found COVID positive. This comes just a few days ahead of her questioning before the Enforcement Directorate in the National Herald case. Referring to ED summons, Surjewala said that Congress President will appear before ED on June 8th, as informed earlier. Sonia and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi were asked to join probe in the National Herald case under criminal sections of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, that is PMLA. Rahul, who was to be questioned today, wrote to ED on June 1st, seeking more time to appear before it. According to News 18, the ED received an email from Gandhi saying he's currently abroad and requested the next convenient date for his appearance. Moving on, Hardik Patel has joined the Bharatiya Janata Party months ahead of Gujarat Assembly elections due in December this year. Ahead of joining, Patel tweeted that he'll start a new chapter today with the feelings of national interest, state interest, public interest and social interest. Patel had joined the Congress in 2019 and was later made the state's unit working president. However, he quit the party earlier in May. Next up is an update from Punjab. Security of all 424 VVIPs will be restored from June 7th. The government of Punjab has said that the security of all 424 VVIPs will be restored from June 7th. This comes days after singer Sidhu Moosewala, whose security was curtailed by the Aam Aadmi Party-led government, was shot dead. According to News 18, the government submitted a sealed cover before the Punjab and Haryana High Court today, informing it about the decision to restore security of VVIPs. The court was hearing a petition by former minister O.P. Soni. He was among the VVIPs whose security was curtailed recently. Also, earlier in the day, Punjab police interrogated gangster Sampath Mehra in connection with the murder of Punjabi singer and Congress leader Sidhu Moosewala. Mehra was taken to Punjab on May 31st on a production warrant from Tihar jail in Delhi. He was brought back to Tihar today, according to reports. Next up, an update from the real estate sector. While Delhi Land and Finance DLF is basking from the highs of record bookings, which it witnessed in the last fiscal to the tune of almost 7,300 crores, the real estate firm is expecting the number to grow by 10% or more in the current fiscal. The company is looking at double-digit guidance with 10% as the floor, but if market sustains and if the interest rate cycle doesn't get out of hand, it says that there's no reason why the numbers should not be better than 10%. Moving on to the latest on jobs in India. Amid Southeast Asian countries, green jobs in India have grown at the second highest clip after Malaysia as per a recent survey. Job listings portal Indeed has shared with CNBCTV18.com that as of April 2022, there's been a massive 468% increase in job postings in verticals such as environment, social and governance, that is ECG, and sustainability, compared to April 2019. In Malaysia, sustainability jobs grew by over 986% since April 2019. But for those of you who don't know what green jobs are, these are profiles aimed at protecting the environment or seeking to minimize the impact of activities of firms on the planet's health. Indeed, data shows that fastest growing job titles in this space include sustainability engineer, environmental manager, sustainability consultant, and analyst. According to the report, companies have now also started looking at specific qualifications in job seekers for such roles, such as degrees in fields like energy, environmental science, sustainable business management, environmental studies, etc. Indeed says that the demand for ESG roles is likely to continue to rise as more sectors incorporate the functions into their organizations and make sustainability and community relations a key part of their action. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.